Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tough day for the Washington Commanders in Dallas. Just an absolute beatdown at the hands of the Cowboys. They doubled them up, man. It's never good to get doubled up.
Nope.
44-22. Dallas could have gone for 55. They kind of slowed it down late. Helping us make sense of it all right now is Mr. Joe Theismann joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joe T., how are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I love the way you described today, Misery Monday. It certainly was for all of us that are fans of the Commanders. And having a chance to watch that game yesterday, there was hope early, and then it got dashed away quickly.
Yep.
Joe, when you watched that yesterday, you know, specifically defensively, what did you notice the way Dallas was attacking the sidelines down the field with their receivers? Like, as a quarterback, what was Dak looking at that he was so eager to attack?
Well, you know, in today's game, it's different than when I think Mitch and I played. We used to try and throw to the open receivers. Now they look for a mismatch where you got George Pickens, who's, 6'4", against any corner. You're going to throw the ball up in the air and allow him to go make a play. There's no such thing as offensive pass interference anymore. If it is, they just don't call it very often. So if the ball's in the air, the big guys are going to have an advantage against any corners. And I think that's what they try and do. They try and isolate one-on-one situations. And, of course, you know, we didn't have receivers, and they get CD back. So it's sort of a trade-off. They improved that position, and we are still, trying to figure out a way to go down the field. We can't go down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, yesterday was sort of a series of things. Some missed throws. Then you get a drop. I counted in the first quarter, two missed throws and two drops. Well, they're potential first downs.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity to keep a drive alive. That's an opportunity to keep the football. And you just can't make those kind of mistakes on a consistent basis and think that you're going to be able to stay in a game.
Joe, in this day and age, listen, pass interference are called so readily.
Oh, geez.
Do you think that should be a part of the plan? Because guys are so concerned about the pass interference where your offensive player has a higher chance of getting the ball or getting the call other than not throwing it to him at all.
Let me tell you, Mitch, I feel so bad for defensive backs today.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, that and defensive linemen. I mean, they've basically taken all the stuff for defenses and just given the offense tremendous amount of leverages. Like, for example, some of these roughing the quarterbacks where you just push the quarterback to the ground. See, my biggest problem is the inconsistency in officiating.
True.
One crew will call it. This is where, this is where coaches, people think that you analyze the opponent. You analyze the officials. What back judge calls pass interference? What back judge lets you nuzzle?
Yeah.
What referee calls roughing the quarterback? What ones don't? I mean, that's as much a part of the game today as anything, because in crucial situations, we see those kind of penalties.
Yeah.
I really feel that, defensively, as a defensive back, you got no chance. You can only touch somebody up to 5 yards. And it looks like if you go six, you're going to get called for holding.
Yeah.
But you're at a tremendous disadvantage as a defensive back. And like I say, defensive linemen, they're supposed to stop on a dime when they're going after the quarterback. Now, if you hit him in the head, I understand it. But other than that, it makes no sense to me. And you know, our guys just, you know, their line did a good job protecting Dak. We got behind it. And, Mitch, you know this. When you've got ones playing twos, the ones should dominate.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw yesterday. You don't have your three top receivers, right? You're putting the ball on the ground. You're missing opportunities. You really didn't have much of a running game. And then all of a sudden, the offensive line, it's like a tidal wave coming at you when you're down by three touchdowns. They may not have Micah Parsons, but they got some pretty darn good football players over there. But to me, I think part of the situation is, and I hope Jaden's going to be okay, hamstrings are crazy. You know, we've all pulled a hamstring, and this is one thing he cannot hurry back from. If he hurries back and it's the hamstring, which it was, I guess, reported, he can't hurry back because then it's going to be a lingering problem going forward. Gary Clark, God bless him, man.
Yep.
Gary used to always have a pulled hamstring. You know, he'd hobble around in practice, and he'd light it up in a game. He's the only person I've ever known that could handle a hamstring. He and Reggie White are the only two people I've been around where they've had hamstring problems, and it just didn't seem to affect him. Everybody else I've ever known has had an issue with it.
Yeah.
So I just think that, you know, you can't go into a game with your three top receivers not playing and expect to be able to do anything. First of all, you're not going to be able to stretch the field and get the defensive backs downfield away from the line of scrimmage because they're going to be up in support, which is going to make it tough to run the ball. Man. And these, by the way, to all the fans out there, these aren't excuses. These are just flat, cold facts about football. That's just the way the game is.
Joe, the roughing the passer yesterday, that one still troubles me. And then they called offsides on them and they came back and they changed it to a false start. You watch him. He goes to tackle him. His arm hits the shoulder pad, comes across.
The roughing call?
And the helmet just slid off of Dak's head as if the helmet was too big. They call it roughing there. I can't get that.
As a matter of fact, I tweeted that. I said, that's just a terrible call. You know, he did not hit him in the head. Dak's helmet came flying off. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, but, and they're so conscious of that position, Mitch. I mean, they just, anybody breathes on a quarterback, they're going to throw a flag. They want to protect the investment of the National Football League in that position.
Totally.
There's something to be said. And if you're a Mac Jones and you have that happen to you, maybe you don't get the call.
Right.
If you're a Dak Prescott, you know, you obviously did. I mean, I think what bothers me is the fact that there's inconsistency when it comes to interpreting different types of plays. You know, defensive holding by defensive backs versus pass interference. What is it? You know, I watched a lot of games yesterday. I saw a defensive, matter of fact, well, it was a game last night, I think. The guy just ran into the guy in the end zone and nothing was called. Nothing.
Nothing.
Matter of fact, the defensive back got up and looked at the official expecting a call and didn't get it. So I just think that is something I think that they're going to have to live with in the league. And you know, I don't necessarily see them doing a whole lot about it because there isn't really a lot to do.
Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Joe T a follow at Theismann7, two N's in Theismann. You played quarterback at a really high level for a number of seasons and won Super Bowls and guided explosive offenses. When you go into a game like Washington's offense did yesterday, knowing you're down your top two receivers, your top three, really, how would you have changed the game plan, and how do you think they handled that game plan?
I think Cliff did it. I think he did what he had to do or what he could do with what he had. You know, basically it was going to become a game where the tight end was going to be more dominant. We saw Ertz get probably more targets in this game than he has in the past. I think Jaden was, you know, his throws were a bit off today, yesterday a little bit. He was a little bit high yesterday with some stuff. But that, you know, that's part of it. I think people are aware now that Jaden has great escapability, and they're just not going to allow him to be able to run to the corners like he did last year. It's, you know, we saw this. We saw people defend C.J. Stroud differently in his second year than they did in his rookie year. What we're seeing with Jaden is people are defending him differently in his second year than he did in his first year. This, you know, he was so wonderful, so terrific last year that basically, you know, you say, okay, he's going to play that way all the time. You know, you don't see it out of Patrick Mahomes. You don't see it out of Josh Allen. You know, it's an ebb and flow position, and you look for consistency and you look for opportunities to be able to continue to get better at what you do. And this is what Jaden will do. He will get better and better and better. Foundationally, he's our quarterback, I think, forever, for at least, you know, in the foreseeable future, seven, 8 years, maybe, hopefully. But the thing is he's going to have to learn different things, and he's going to have to learn what people are trying to do to him and how do you combat that. And it's the same thing with Cliff. If, you know, we have certain things we want to run. Now, what are they going to try to do to stop it? I don't know if there's much else you could have done on the offensive side of the ball. Like I said, if you don't have somebody stretching the field, if you can't take shots down the field and make plays, then you're going to have the safeties around the line of scrimmage. You're going to have the corners coming hard, and they're just going to throw everybody at you. And it makes it a darn near impossible situation for the offensive line to be able to block people.
It's Have you been surprised the last 2 weeks going into the game? The numbers suggest Washington should run the ball really well, and then they go out and play and can't. Have you been surprised at the ineffectiveness of the run game the last few weeks?
No, I don't buy numbers. You know, I buy plays and players. And statistically, you should be able to do this. Yeah, well, statistically, if I was 6'5", I'd be a power forward in the NBA. Okay, I'm not. So let's look at statistically that way to make it happen. Like I said, I think every position is linked and related to the other one. If you don't have speed to be able to take the top off of a defense, then people are going to be around the line of scrimmage. If that's the case, then linebackers are going to be able to cheat up a little bit more because they know they have back end support. Your defensive line is going to start moving and stunting and doing certain things to do everything they can to confuse the blocking up front. You know, we don't have power backs. Our guys are tough little runners. You know, you don't have a Bijan Robinson. You don't have a Jonathan Taylor. You know, you have guys that are tough, give you everything they got with every inch they have of their body and their mind. But it's, you know, one thing, like I say, relates to the other offensively. And really the biggest thing is how do you get defenses away from the line of scrimmage a little bit more? And our people are hurt, the ones that do that.
Joe, as we look ahead here, and you know, obviously you still got to decipher what happened yesterday, but they're going to Kansas City this coming week.
Yeah.
Jaden's availability seems up in the air, at least.
If it's his hamstring, let me just say this, JP. If he pulled his hamstring, okay, then there's no way he should play this week. We saw him jogging into the locker room, but you know he's recovering from a knee. See, it's and Mitch knows this too. Is if you hurt one leg, the other one has to absorb some of the weight and responsibility, and you wind up in all likelihood doing something to the other one. I think that's a little bit of what might have happened to Jaden. Jaden, you've got a knee. It's still not 100%, and it wouldn't be, but it's good enough to be able to do the job that he was supposed to do. But then on the other side of it, you get caught awkwardly with your other leg, and now all of a sudden you've got a hamstring on one leg and knee on the other. And, you know, like I said, the worst thing that can happen is to get him out on that field too soon and put him in a situation where he could really, really wind up hurting himself going forward. There.
Yeah, I mean, but especially with the hammy, right?
Yeah, especially the hammy. I mean, you know, look at Terry's quad. Terry's, what, 5 weeks with a quad?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and I've said this time and time again. If you miss a lot of training camp, the likelihood of you getting hurt or pulling something as a receiver is, the percentage is pretty high. And that's basically where he was and where he is. And as far as you know, what we do, you're going into Kansas City, who they have, again, the Dallas Cowboys got CeeDee Lamb back. Okay. Now, Rashee Rice is back in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Worthy's back in Kansas City. Kelsey's found himself in Kansas City. Pacheco's running the football in Kansas City. Chris Jones looks like he's pissed off at the world again, and he's playing unbelievable defense. Okay. So, you know, I mean, the thing is the Kansas City Chiefs have done this year in and year out. The first three, four games of the season, everybody goes, gee whiz. You know, this football team, you know, they're done. Stick a fork in them. And then, of course, you've got Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. He has an innate ability to be able to play that position, not only with his body, but with his mind. And he throws a little flair into with some of the stuff that Andy does. I mean, some of those little touch passes out of the gun that they do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Around the goal line. You know, they had a terrific play that they weren't able to run was another one would have been a walk-in. So, you know, you're dealing with creativity. You're dealing with a healthy football team versus a football team that's going to have to go limping in. But, you know, as players, you can't use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
You're professionals. You know, maybe the guy ahead of you has the starting job, but there's no reason to say why you can't play that well.
True.
You know, there's no reason why you can't catch the football. There's no reason why you can't block the guy ahead of you. There's no reason you can't beat the guy ahead of you on defense. You know, being sort of pigeonholed into a position, you just can't accept it.
Nope.
You know, you have to be able to say, I can do this, man. I can play my rear end off and help this football team win.
See, that's the thing where I'm at, where I feel when we go into a game and, yeah, we got guys that are not out there. But if I'm in the position, I don't want you to prepare me like I'm a guy that's in the position because somebody else not there.
Right.
Let's open this thing up, you know, because I believe when you run an offense and you kind of are playing it based off of, oh, we don't have the talent we thought we were going to have, a defense picks that up and then they just open it up on you. So
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think they got to take some chances down the field. They got guys that can run and they got to take some chances down the field or no one is going to back away from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Now, you know, and it looks like Marcus is going to play.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I know nothing, but I'm saying, like, you know, if with Jaden not going back into that football game and now having, you know, just like basically from today going forward, you know, 6 days to get ready, depending upon his condition. And he's probably not going to practice a lot. That's the other thing.
Right.
Is you not only missed the opportunity, we're looking down the road to the game against Kansas City, but what about the practice time that he's going to miss in preparation for that game to try and stay healthy?
Well, I mean, you try to think about how many practices have they had with Jaden, Terry, and Debo all on the field?
Not many.
I'm guessing you can count it on one hand.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
Pretty close to it.
Yeah, I mean, there was what, the couple days before when Terry reported late.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been September by that point. It was certainly late August. And then Jaden goes down week two. Terry goes down week three. Now Debo's down. Like it's
yeah,
it's hard.
It's one thing after another.
Yeah, you played this game a lot of years. So did Brian. The pendulum tends to kind of swing one way and then back the other. Last year, every bounce seemed to go their way, and they stayed really healthy. This year, it just feels like the opposite.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You look at I'll give you another team. Look at the 49ers a year ago.
Right.
The 49ers were, they're a very good football team with a lot of talent. They were decimated through injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, you only have so many people to be able to put them on the football field. And like I say, guys are in the right to be number ones. The fact that you're not listed as a number one doesn't mean you can't play like one, and that's what we're going to find out now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out who can play like a one and who can't. You know, it's time to step up. It's time to make plays. Do whatever you need to do. And I think one of the things that, you know, I saw Marcus throw the interception, run back for a touchdown. Sometimes you just got to fold the tent and say, it's not there. I'll take the sack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So football is, and I've said this time, football is 85% mental. Every person on that football field has athletic talent to some degree.
Yeah.
And because they're professionals to a very high degree. But the difference is that 15% as a quarterback when you make decisions with the ball in your hand. I'll give you an example, the college game against USC. C.J. Carr. They got a chance to go up two scores. He scrambles around, runs around, and he throws one up in the middle of the football field, USC intercepts it on, like, the 5-yard line. You know, that position has to be played every second.
Yeah.
You have to be thinking out on the football field. What's the down and distance? What position am I in? You know, where's the pressure coming from? You know, throwing the ball away is not a bad thing. That's why they have special teams and defense. That's why we have one of the best punters in football.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a defense that has to go out and do their job.
Yeah,
and that's the way you sort of have to look at it. I mean, you can't be in a situation where you feel like you're going to be able to save the situation completely.
I was going to tell you congrats on the Domers getting that win Saturday night. That looks like a pretty cool environment there in South Bend.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We lost to Texas A&M on a fourth down reception by the tight end, which happened right in front of me. I wanted to just hit the guy with a helmet. And then the kid from Miami makes that one-handed catch in the opening game.
Right.
And, you know, and we're playing C.J. Carr, a freshman, basically a true freshman who's never played a lot. But, you know, we're getting better and better. I think we should be inside the top 10 now, I'm assuming, after seeing who lost this week. And so, part of me is excited. The other part of me is not feeling so good today.
Yeah, I get it.
Joe, thank you for the time,
Joe,
man. We always appreciate
man.
It.
You bet, guys. Talk to you.
All right, bro.
All right. That's the great Joe Theismann. Give him a follow at Theismann7, 2 N's in Theismann. One thing that did go well yesterday, B.
What?
My collars and code dress shirt.
All right.
Dude.
You did look a little sharp yesterday, dog.
Thank you, man. You are a smart dresser and packer. I am not. And the best thing with these collars and code dress shirts, they do not wrinkle. If Collars & Co. built cars, I would buy one because these things perform, man.
Mm.
The dress shirts, it feels like you're wearing air conditioning. They're so light. They're so cool. And they don't wrinkle. That blazer I was wearing yesterday was a Collars & Co. blazer. Just super sharp gear. Our guy Jordan was in here this morning, gave us some new fresh stuff. I've really enjoyed our partnership with Collars & Co. mostly because the gear is just dope. Like, yep. All of it looks good, feels good. And if you
sporty,
want
sporty, see right
it,
now,
B's wearing it right now. If you're looking at YouTube, and it's super versatile. You can wear it for a meeting this morning. You can wear it to go play golf. You can wear it on a date. Go out to dinner with your wife. Whatever it is, the Collars & Co. stuff does not wrinkle. I cannot stress that enough. Put it on the hanger and walk out the door. You can check them out at collarsandco.com, or they've got a new store open at Congressional Plaza. Go check that out. Congressional Plaza 355. When I was a kid, that was Rockville. Nowadays, it might be North Bethesda. Whatever it is, it's easy to find, or you just get them online. The online shopping experience is super easy. They've got a ton of great stuff. The quarter zips are fantastic, too. If you go to the website, you can get 20% off orders over $99 using the code JPFinley20. That's JPFinley20. Finley spell with an A. Don't forget the A. Collars & Co., truly a game changer. Fan. All right, folks, phone lines are open. A lot of people are pissed. I'm going to play a hunch on that one. First call I saw was Jaden in Pennsylvania.
Let's go, Jay.
Jaden, what's the blame pie look like, man?
Yeah, I think it's I know I've been tough before on Adam Peters, but I think it's Peters and Quinn 50%, and then that leads to the defense 50%. Listen, how embarrassing is it that the Rams traded all their draft picks, right? We've been terrible this whole time. Well, we were good last. Let me not say that. But the Rams traded all their picks. They won a Super Bowl, and the Rams still have better young talent than we do. How, like, they have Puka Nacua, who was a fifth-round pick. They drafted Atwell. Their defense is all young. Grant, and we've had high draft picks. They've done it without any first-round picks. We've had high draft picks outside of last year. And how are their young talent better than ours? Like, I get the whole culture thing. We need talent. Like, it seems like we value culture and personality. Guess what? Malik Nabers might not be the best culture guy. He's damn talented. Ja'Marr Chase might not block hard on every run play, but guess what? Super talented. It's like we just don't have a lot of high-end guys that are under 30 years old. I just don't understand how that's even possible when teams like the Rams trade all their picks and they're still more talented than we are right now. And they've done it with no first-round draft picks. And also, Dan Quinn, you're seeing why he was a second-tier head coaching candidate. Ben Johnson, in 1 year, has created a better system than Dan Quinn. People say, oh, last year, we won 8 one-score games. That's not you can't carry that over year after year. Caleb Williams isn't even playing as good as Jaden Daniels, and the Bears have a better operation. We all watch Monday night. You see what a top-tier coaching candidate is, and you're Dan Quinn, you're a defensive guy. Our defense stinks. It wasn't good last year. We gave up 55 in the NFC Championship game, and we gave up 32 to Detroit, and that's with 3 turnovers.
It's a good call. There are real questions to be asked. The Rams, I mean, just specifically about some of the stuff, the Rams bottomed out after the Super Bowl, went 5-12, had to recalibrate their approach from trading away all their picks. Mm-hmm. They've had a couple great drafts. Absolutely. Verse was a tremendous draft pick.
And it's been how many years since they won the Super Bowl?
4.
So they've had four or five years to build what they have right now. You're trying to talk about a team that's been here 1.5 years.
And just,
you got to give them enough time, dude.
Specifically with the Bears, they've won their last 3 games by 1-score games. Like, if Jaden doesn't fumble 2 weeks ago, the Bears probably lose that game. I hear some of your points, dude. There's some holes,
like,
too.
We look like we're wasting a guy in year two with not a lot of stuff around. I mean, defense can't stop anybody. And that's the 6th highest paid defense in the league. I mean, we got no. And I guess my last question before I go, who are the guys that are under 30 that you're confident will be here in 2 years?
That's a real question.
Players that you think would be.
Dude, I
don't care about 2 years from now. I care about them getting this stuff right this year. I mean, listen, bro, we could have all these comments. I mean, everybody can say what they want to say. I don't care about 2 years from now. And that's what the fan, you care about 2 years from now. You care about what, you can't just throw away last year. And I would think they need more than a year and a half to build something to be sustainable.
But draft picks don't take that long to pop. I mean,
that's not true.
Right away.
All of them don't hit right away, dude.
Some do, some don't.
That's what I'm saying. All of them don't hit right away. We can't just sit up here and all of a sudden forget.
I mean,
he's a damn second round. He's a second pick of the first round. He better hit.
I think Jaden, you're understandably frustrated. I think everybody is. I think there are real questions to be asked about roster construction because, like, you don't have that many picks this year because you went and acquired veterans that are playing at a fairly high level. I mean, Debo was their offensive MVP through 5 games, and then he got hurt. When you look at what they're building, ideally, I'm going to hang up on you, Jaden, but thank you for the call. Ideally, you build for the short term and the long term, right? That's why you want a separation of church and state, because Dan Quinn's job is to just try to win every game and give everything right now to beating Kansas City next week. Ideally, your front office has the broader vision about beating Kansas City next week and being in a good position week 13 of 2026. Mm-hmm. Like those are ideally parallel goals, but they are on different tracks.
Totally.
And I don't know. I mean, when you start to think long term, and we're about halfway through the season now, and it doesn't look very good. Doesn't mean anything's written in stone, but it's not looking great through seven games. Long term, what are your pieces? What are your answers? You don't have a lot of good answers there. I mean, if you just go around the roster, you'd like to think Connerly long term, Jaden, obviously, Luke and Lane to some level have shown that they should be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, I was super high on Quan Martin. I thought he was really good the second half of last year. I don't know what Quan gives you. Quan struggled this year, but the entire secondary has. Mikey Sammer still was a player that was fantastic last year. Hasn't necessarily been fantastic this year. So, yeah, I mean, there are
Mikey is completely, and this is what people don't understand. You go from being an outside corner where you could have the sideline to help protect you to now being an inside corner where a guy go both ways. That's a different position in all essence. And the problem is, let's be real. The fact that they went 12-5 last year threw a lot of fans in the wrong mindset. You all thought it was already done, and they were already there. Yeah, well, people that kept cautioning you that what just because they're ahead of things does not mean they're not rebuilding anymore. So now that you are continuing and seeing the rebuild, you can't handle it. That 1 year last year, it was a spectacular year, but they still have to build. And you don't build it in 1 year, 2 years. It's not even at 2 years yet.
I agree with that, but
a
lot of their building has been veteran acquisitions.
I understand that. But if they didn't have those veteran acquisitions, they wouldn't have been at 12-5 last year.
I think at this point, the Lattimore trade is a miss. And you gave up valuable picks for that. I think Debo and Tunsil have been really good. You gave up valuable picks for that, but you also need players on the field. Sometimes I just think it's like the injury luck. In hockey, they call it puck luck, right? How a puck bounces. The injury situation is very significant. There were questions going into the offseason, and they got the massive benefit of the doubt because of the success in the first year. Now those questions are bubbling to the surface again, and it's like, I don't know exactly what the answers are. Phone lines are lit up. Everybody, we're going to take phones all day. A lot of folks have a lot to say. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Definitely a misery Monday in D.C., man. Things are not good. Got doubled up by the Cowboys. Makes it that much worse that it's the damn Cowboys. Let's go to Derek from the chat. Derek, who you blame for yesterday, man?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
What's up, man?
I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to put 49% on the defense, 49% on injuries. And I'm going to leave that last 2% for Major Tutty. And I'll explain it like this, gentlemen. at the beginning of this year, we have suffered injuries almost every game, starting with Austin Ekeler. You know, this team, and from B. Mitch's point, we're in year two of a rebuild. The way that we've suffered injuries, I mean, who can honestly expect the team to have the same production that they had last year? You know, coming in, I was trying to be as realistic as possible. Like, yeah. Not a lot of people had us on their radar with the talent that we were. And now people are geared up to play us. And we're not even at 50% of who we are, you know, as far as it is on the offensive side of the ball. Now, defensively, we're bad. We're just playing bad. You know, we're too slow on the second and third levels. We really invested in the D-line and getting to the quarterback, as far as it goes for me, with the acquisitions we did make in the offseason. But, like, Lattimore, like you guys said previously, he's a bust. He's just not anything. But Von Miller, for me, guys, you know, I just haven't seen enough from Von. And I like Adam Peters and what this group has done, but this last summer, it just didn't hit as well for me. And I want to give them the benefit of the doubt because of injuries. But what I don't want us to get into as a fan base is calling for firings because, again, to B. Mitch's point, we are rebuilding, guys. So, like, getting rid of a defensive coordinator after seven games, I don't think that's the best idea because going into the next offseason, we need to continue to build on what we're building on now. I don't think the defensive line and the pressure that we're getting on the first level was awful, but if we can build up on that linebacker group, if we can get a couple more safeties, whether that might be through the draft or if that's through free agency, this team can look significantly different in year three. It's not a throwaway season whatsoever. 3-4, I'm 32 years old. Everybody knows, like, we've been crap for the last 30 years. This 3-4 does not feel as bad as a good 3-4 in 2011, 2010. You know, this team still has the potential to make it. Now, my 2% for Major Tutty, after Major Tutty scored that touchdown, I don't know what the hell's going on with this team, guys. I maybe he should have never scored the touchdown. I was like, this guy needs to get in the end zone. Now we can't get in the end zone anymore.
What did I miss? When did Major Tutty score a touchdown?
It was against the Raiders. The mascot game, JP. My boy from the Braves, Blooper, took a knee on the 1-yard line so Major Tutty can get in the end zone.
All right. Maybe that's it. Maybe you cracked the code, dog. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you.
I was wondering where he was going with that. Seriously.
I think... After the Bears lost 2 weeks ago, it for me, that was pretty easy to understand when you lose the turnover battle like that and you give it away with 3 minutes left in a very winnable game, like that, I don't look at as like overly problematic. Now, certainly there's facets of that game that I thought were problematic, but I viewed that as a one-off outlier, right? Where I don't think they're going to turn it over three times and Jaden's going to fumble like that late in the game. Yesterday, the problem, like when they went up to Green Bay on a Thursday night and got smoked, I think everybody just thought Green Bay was a better team. Yesterday's loss is a new low point for this regime because they got their ass kicked by a team that had their own set of struggles and they really weren't able to get anything going the way they wanted to. Like, there wasn't... Dan Quinn said it after the game. He's like, they just beat us. You know, like, there's not something you could point to as the reasoning behind it to kind of understand it or give it more context. They just got beat by a division opponent. And that ain't great.
No, it's not great, but I'm more worried about the fact that I look at the energy levels against the division opponent more than I do anything. I'm not, listen, bro, when injuries happen, you can throw away a lot of the way they did things because if the people that they were expecting to play were here, it might be better. If this had been year four of this rebuild moving forward, yeah, I could understand everything. It's year two. Year two with
injuries galore. We clown Ron for saying it takes 4 years.
I say if it was, then we already talking, okay? I'm not trying to say that they are deserving of it. But you're in the year two. And last year kind of was one of those mirages as you're going through a desert. You saw it and you forgot about the way it takes, the struggles that you go to get to where you want to go. So our expectations as a fan base, they grew astronomically. And right now, with Terry gone and Noah gone and Debo out of the game and Jaden been banged up, you know, we're looking at this thing as if we don't care. You're still supposed to be putting up 40 points a game. That's not where it's at right now.
I can understand the offensive woes yesterday, but defensively, man.
The defense has been an issue.
That to me.
And that's something I understand. But still, a lot of times our expectations jump. And then it's easy for us to jump off of what our expectations were and blame everything on every move that we thought was made or shouldn't have been made. But when those moves were made, we praise the moves. Right. And now we want to jump off of it. Now, we are part of the problem too.
I also think it's like they definitely aren't scared to play their rookies, but by and large, they're leaning on veterans in most positions.
Now, that's a problem.
And I think it would feel different if it wasn't Lattimore out there and it's just Quan and Trey, who played well, and Mikey getting burnt. It's like, all right, these are the young guys. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to learn and get better for the future. Lattimore's not in that position.
Yeah.
Like, that's not it. You've got, I mean, Ertz played pretty well yesterday. He short-armed a couple catches, right? If it's Ben Sinnott getting those opportunities, or Yankoff, or a different young player that you see, okay, they're trying to figure this dude out for the future, but it's not. You know, like the young guys, but they're not showing enough to be out there.
Whoever's on the field, you got to judge them. And I've said this over and over again, just because a young guy is here doesn't mean he got to play. Because a lot of the young guys may not be doing what they're supposed to be doing to be able to get all those things. But I saw young guys on the field yesterday, and I know what they can do, and I know how they run. We didn't give those guys chances. Are we afraid to give them more chances? You know, that could be part of the problem.
An ass-kicking where you're playing all your young guys would feel different than this one. We got a break. Phone lines open the rest of the show. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.